The public gets its chance to speak out tonight on the future of a big dairy farm in Kewaunee County. Whatever the administrative law judge hearing the case this week decides could set a precedent in Wisconsin for large livestock farms known as CAFOs. There are 4,000 cows at Kennard Farms, which wants to expand to 6,000 cows. Investigative reporter Kate Golden is following the story. At her office, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, she told me neighbors of the farm have brought the case not because they want to stop the farm from expanding. She says the neighbors simply want Kennard Farms to adhere to what they call a better, more enforceable state permit.
One of the things they want is a groundwater monitoring system that will tell them when or if the water quality standards are violated. They also want a cap on the number of cows at the farm. And the DNR says it doesn't actually have the authority to limit the number of cows at any CAFO at any farm in Wisconsin.
So they don't regulate numbers, in other words?
No, according to the DNR, you can have as many cows as you want as long as you can take care of the manure. And that's what they regulate with the nutrient management plans. But the number of cows is not something they have control over.
But they do want to expand this by 55% more cattle. I mean, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge CAFO.
There's been pollution already in this region, hasn't there been?
That's right. So the petitioners in this case have E. coli in their wells. They've had bacteria, and that's one of the things that they're most worried about.
And this part of Wisconsin, especially northeast Wisconsin, has seen a lot of problems with contamination from large farms into drinking water.
This part of Wisconsin has some of the most concentrated livestock farming in the state. It also has some of the most vulnerable groundwater. It's an area with very thin soils over fractured karst bedrock. So the water doesn't get absorbed by the soil like it normally would. It goes through, it gets to these cracks in the rock, and it just goes straight down. So that means the groundwater can get contaminated much more easily. And it has. In the town of Lincoln, next to where this farm is located, 50% of the wells have been contaminated with either coliform bacteria or nitrates.
The Department of Natural Resources, I understand it, has never turned down a permit for a farm to expand.
That's right.
What is it that the court has to decide this week?
The court will be deciding, among other things, whether the DNR should be imposing a groundwater monitoring system in this case, and whether the DNR should be capping the number of cows, and basically whether DNR wrote a permit that is going to be sufficiently protective of the environment, whether it's really going to protect the state's waters.
That's Kate Golden of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We used the word court a second ago. That's true enough, but to say administrative law judge would probably be even more accurate. The public portion of the hearing is tonight at Green Bay City Hall from 5:30 till 7. You can read Kate's reporting and see much more at wisconsinwatch.org.